This is the Arise Ministries Collective podcast, where we seek to equip and encourage the body of Christ in biblical truth and understanding. We believe that when women have an authentic and growing relationship with Jesus Christ, they become powerful and influential vessels for the kingdom. And that's what this space is for, to hear and tell stories of God's faithfulness and to learn from ordinary women living extraordinarily for God's glory. Let's join host Lisa Da Silva for this episode of Arise Online.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Arise Online. I'm Lisa Da Silva, and I know it's been a little while since our last podcast, but we are returning just in time for a discussion about Lent and with a guest that I am truly honored and excited to have on this show. Sarah Buckley has been an active and vital part of this ministry since its onset. She's not only a board member, but is our latest author. Sarah has created a beautiful and intentional book to help us meditate on scripture and respond with prayer throughout the Lent season. And I'm so happy to have her here. Welcome, my friend, Sarah.
Thank you so much, Lisa. Thank you for having me.
We're excited to have you, and we have a lot to talk about. You and I have been talking about Lent for, it feels like, a year now.
Yeah,
we've learned so much, and so I want to jump right in. Lent is a word that I feel like we hear a lot as we approach the Easter season, but we might not actually understand what it is. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about it. Let's hash it out a little bit. Sarah, Can you help us understand?
Yes. Lent is the time between Ash Wednesday and Easter Sunday, about 47 days. It's a time of preparing our hearts and minds for Easter. It's a season of fasting, repentance, remembrance, and celebration.
And I already got hung up on the 47 days. Can you help us with that? Because we always hear it's 40 days, 40 days of fasting, 40 days of remembering. Why did you say 47?
Yes, so it is 40 days. So Sundays are part of the Lent season, but they are not prescribed days of fasting or abstaining. So Sundays are seen as days of rest, also days of rejoicing and celebration of the Lord's resurrection. Sundays have always just been kind of like a mini Easter all year round.
Okay, so if we were to count them, if we were to start at Ash Wednesday, which is on the Christian calendar as the start of our season of Lent, and you referred to it as a season. So if I were to count on my fingers and I go through, I would actually get to 47 days.
Yes.
But 40 of those days are the days that are kind of prescribed observance.
Yeah.
Okay. And I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about how this is not something that we're required to do, but invited to do. And if you can help us understand a little bit about what some of those invitations might be. So how can somebody observe this season of Lent?
So I talked about fasting. Fasting is typically from food. Not everyone can do that. So there's also abstaining from things. And I would say abstaining from something that distracts you from spending time with God. And if you are unsure of what to do, I would definitely pray about it and see what God has to say about that. I think that for me, I know TV, social media, is definitely a distraction, time sucker. another thing that you could do is, repentance definitely is always something that is to be done all year round. And repentance is just a fancy word for turning to God and turning away from sin. Also, just remembrance and celebration, just remembering what God has done for us, his sacrifice for us, and gift of salvation through Jesus.
So we can fast, we can abstain from things. I love that you said, let's ask God, right? We can ask the Holy Spirit, what is it that I need to abstain from? And again, this is an invitation. And why, in your opinion, why would somebody want to fast and abstain from things during this Lent season?
I definitely feel like these are things that we should be doing anyways. As part of the spiritual disciplines of being a Christian. But it's just a readying our hearts and our minds for Easter.
For the cross, for reflection on Christ, for his sacrifice for us, and in celebration of his resurrection. I once was part of a small group, and we were talking about what we were going to do for Lent and kind of holding each other accountable and saying, you know, someone was like, I'm going to give up fast food. Someone else was, I'm going to give up this. And it felt a little bit like we were glorying in ourselves. Like, I'm going to do this. And for those 40 days, we check in with each other and tell each other. And one of the girls in particular, instead of taking something away, or maybe she also took something away, but she added scripture reading and meditation. Mm-hmm. And I think that that really puts Christ at the center. Mm-hmm. And I want to segue now to this beautiful book that you just published called He is Love, Daily Scripture and Prayer from Ash Wednesday to Easter Sunday and Beyond. So, Sarah, tell us about this book. Tell us about how we can factor it into this season of Lent.
So it's a daily devotional. Each day there is a scripture to read and meditate on, and then a prayer of response. And at the end of the 47 days, there are 7 extra scriptures provided for the reader to meditate on, and then space for them to write their own responsive prayer.
So it's like a guided reflection. So you start out by telling us a little bit about what Lent is in this book, and then each day, and I know because I've been able to read it already, and I actually walked through these scriptures with you last year and the prayers.
Yeah.
And they truly are very purposeful, foundational scriptures to our faith. And then you have written a responsive prayer. Mm-hmm. And we talk about that as meditation. Can you tell us a little bit about meditation in your life and how that led to you creating this resource for us?
Well, I think a couple of years ago, I had just started practicing meditation, scripture meditation, and learning how to do it and learning to respond in prayer afterwards. Mm-hmm. And so it just kind of came out of that learning process, basically.
And we talk at Arise very often about how there are different ways to engage with the Word of God. We can read it, mm-hmm. and that's a good thing. We can study it, and I want to say that Sarah is a woman of the Word. So you were able to choose these particular scriptures because you understood the context behind them. You understood what they meant. And so we can read it, we can study it, we can memorize it, we can meditate on it. And this particular book, I feel like it's meditation, it's also reading, but it can lend itself to study and memorization mm-hmm. as well.
Yeah.
And so I'm so, so excited that it's here as a resource for us. Mm-hmm. And Sarah, I'm guessing that some of our listeners right now, they are getting maybe a picture of you in their mind. You are such a confident woman. but a soft-spoken observer. Mm-hmm. You come into a room and you're not the girl that's going to take charge and come in loudly. And yet I see you as one of the most bold women of God I know. And I wanted to talk about that boldness, because I think sometimes in Christian circles, women who are following Christ, we think, oh, well, she could do that because she's got that sort of personality. Oh, well, she can be the one who teaches because she's so eloquent.
Yeah.
And can you share a little bit of who you are, share a little bit about your story, and share a little bit about this process?
Yeah, so the writing process was really beautiful. I do want to share a little bit about that. It was about 4 months or so of intimate time with God, reading, meditating, and so much praying. He felt so close during that time. I had 47 scriptures to pick out and 47 prayers to write and a tight deadline. So before Lent starts, whenever I would get stuck while writing a prayer, I would ask God for help, and he would help me. And it was all I thought about during that time was these prayers and these scriptures. There would be times when he would give me a scripture or a prayer while I was driving, or right when I woke up first thing in the morning, a prayer would come pouring out of me and I'd have to grab some paper and a pen to write it down. It does feel vulnerable to share something so personal. But if it's something that could help someone else, then I have to share it. And God's word is too good not to share, that's for sure. When I first started writing these, they weren't actually for a book. And when I was I never really imagined that they would go into a book. But when I was a child, I always dreamed about becoming an author. I'd write short stories all the time. It was my favorite thing to do, actually. But, you know, as you grow up, you just feel like, oh, well, you just kind of push it aside or push it down. Like, it's probably never going to happen. It's too hard. I'm not good at writing, even though I like it. But to be a part of what God is doing is the coolest thing. To witness even a small bit of his work and to see him move is awesome. And maybe God has given you a dream, maybe even as a child, and maybe you just missed it. But I bet you have something inside of you from God that needs to be shared in a way that only you can.
And that is what you did. And Sarah, I'm so proud of you. I'm so encouraged that not only did you share your heart's cry, these very vulnerable prayers with us, and model how to meditate and how to pray, but your obedience has ministered to us, because we know it's hard to put ourselves out there, and you have done this alongside your sweet mama who did the illustrations.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
And your brother helped with all of the typesetting.
Yeah, and very sweet.
So, so sweet. And I think, you know, you said that so well, that we each are going to have different passions, different dreams, different gifts, different abilities. And we're not all called to use those in the same way, but we are called to use them. And I'm so glad that you used yours. And I want to tell people how they can get it. So this book, He Is Love, is available on Amazon. right now. So if you just look up He is Love, put in that full title, or I just like to do it quickly, He is Love, and then I put in your last name, or Sarah Buckley, and or if I put in Arise, it comes up on Amazon. You can also go to our website, and it's in so many links there. So there is a post specifically about the book, and if you click on any of those links, you can go there, and under our resources tab, that book is there as well. When does Lent start this year, Sarah?
March 2nd.
So in 2 weeks. So we are recording this it's 2022, and Lent starts on March 2nd. So go ahead and order this as quickly as you can. If you live in the beautiful Pacific Northwest area and you'd like to do a porch pickup, we have that available for you too. So Sarah, thank you for your obedience. Thank you for sharing this resource with us. And to all of our sisters listening today, thank you for joining us. And we will be praying for all of us as we come before the Lord in this 40 days, which actually counts out to 47 days of observance of Lent.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thanks for listening to Arise Online. We encourage you to find more resources, articles, and free downloads by visiting our website, ariseministriescollective.org. We'd also love it if you left us a positive review here on iTunes and through our social media platforms. Every like, comment, and endorsement helps us reach more women for Christ's glory. If you liked what you heard today, consider helping us keep this ministry alive by making a tax-deductible donation through our website. We appreciate you listening and are grateful for your part in the Arise Collective.